Mishnah starts off that a psula gets married on a Wednesday and an almana on a Thursday. Shepamayim b'shabbos botei dinin yeshvim ba'ayores b'yom ha'sheni b'yom ha'chamishi, because Bezdin sits on a Monday and on a Thursday. She'im hoyo leitanis pesulim hoyo mashkim lebezdin. But if the husband is going to come with a taina of Pesach Pesach Motzasi, he can go to Bezdin on the Thursday morning and present his taina. Rashi explains that lakach tiknu shetinosi brivi, that Chazal on the Sakan, that a psula gets married on a Wednesday, Shim Hoyalitanis Basulim Yashkin Lebezdin Bait Kaisa Olov, and if we're going to allow a period of time to elapse between the Pesach Pesach Matsasi and the time coming to Bezdin, there is the possibility that she will manage to pacify him and he will calm down, and therefore he will carry on living with her. And there is the possibility that it's also for him to carry on living with her, because there is a possibility that she was mezana between the Erusin and the Nisuin, which would result in her being an Eishes Ish Shezinso, which would mean that it's also for him to carry on living with her. And therefore to present a situation whereby he should continue living with her be'iso, we want him to get to Bezdin as fast as possible. What happens when he comes to Bezdin? Rashi explains that when he comes to Bezdin, a tumult will occur, people will start talking about it, that this man came to Bezdin and said Pesach Pesach Matzasi, and there is the possibility of aiding turning up who can clarify to us what the reality was as to whether this woman was Mezana Bein Ha'eris in Vahnisuin or not. By now, we should all know the Gemara on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says on Daf Tes Amud Aleph that Rebbe Loza said that if a man comes to Bezdin tining Pesach Patsuach Matzasi, he's believed and the woman becomes Asa. To which the Gemara asks, why is the woman Asa? Surely it's a Sfex Faker. It's a Sophic whether the relationship that the woman had was before the Erusin or after the Erusin. If it's before the Erusin, it's not a problem in terms of her being Asa to him. If it's after the Erusin, it is a problem. And even if it's after the Erusin, maybe it was Ba'ainus, and if it's Ba'ainus, then it's no problem, they can carry on living together. Maybe it was Baratzon, in which case they can't carry on living together. And because it's a Sfex Faker, the general principle is that a Sfex Faker is always Mutter. Therefore, if the guy says, Pesach Pesach Matzasi, we have ourselves a situation of a Sfex Faker, and a Sfex Faker is Mutter, therefore there's no reason to ask of the woman. Therefore, why does Rebbe Loza say that the woman becomes Asa? To which the Gemara says, when does Rebbe Loza say the woman becomes Asa? Rebbe Loza says the woman becomes Asa in two specific situations where there's no Sfex Faker. Either in the situation of where the guy is a Kohen, in which case the wife is an Eishes Kohen, and in an Eishes Kohen there is no Heta of Oinus, in which case you're only left with one Sophic, the Sophic being Tachtov or not Tachtov, and wherever you've got one Sophic, it's the Chumra. Or alternatively, it's talking about a situation where the the woman was a girl who was father was mekadesh her chusami bas gimel, where there would be no sophic of to whether it took place before the erusin or after the erusin, because if it took place before the erusin b'sulei ochayzres, and therefore there wouldn't be any shaila here. Therefore, again, we've only got one sophic, and the sophic is whether it's onus or rotzen. Therefore, when Rebbe Loza said that ha'ema pesel pasuach masasi ne'eman la Yisraelov, it's talking, says the Gemara, in those two specific cases. Tosfos on the Mishnah brings this Gemara on Daf Tes and says that l'chura, this Gemara, will constitute a problem in our Mishnah. Why will this Gemara constitute a problem in our Mishnah? Because our Mishnah says that the whole point that you get married on a Wednesday is that if Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, he can turn up in Beis Din on Thursday morning and claim Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, thereby resulting in him ushering the wife on her, and in fact that's the whole reason why we want him to come, because we don't want him to carry on living with a woman. But Esau says Tesvus, Lichura, the woman isn't dasa to him anyway, even if he came to Beis Din. Even if he came screaming, nothing would happen, because Beis Din would turn around and say to him, it's a Svek Sveika, and a Svek Sveika is Muta. Answers Tesvus that Rabbeinu Tam says the following. Rabbeinu Tam says that the takona of the Rabbonon, that a psula has to get married on a Wednesday, was actually made for two specific cases. It was actually made either for the case of the guy who's a kohen, or the case of the guy who is marrying a girl who was mekudeshes on the day of Vio, but pruta mebas gimel, where there, if the husband came to Bezin, it wouldn't be a svek svek, as the Gemara says in Daf Tes, but it would only be one sofik, and there the woman would actually be also. However, seeing that the Rabbanan had to make the takona for those two specific cases, where there is only one Issa, once the Rabbanan made that takona, the Rabbanan extended the takona to all women, even though the reasoning of the takona is absolutely non-relevant by all other women. The takana was made dafka for two types of women. But seeing that we had to make the takana for two types of women, even though these two types of women, if you take the overall number of marriages that take place, is a minor percentage within the overall number of marriages that take place, seeing we already made this takana for these two types of women, they extended the takana and they said, okay, every marriage should take place on a Wednesday, even though, in reference to most marriages, the reasoning as to why a psula has to get married on a Wednesday is irrelevant. And Tesis calls that loiplug. We don't want to differentiate between the two specific cases where the reasoning is relevant to all the other cases. Why not? So the Balabatish understanding of loiplug is that making a takona for a specific type of woman will not work. It'll lead to confusion. Because if you're going to say that Mrs. Cohen has to get married on a Wednesday, but Mrs. Israel doesn't have to get married on a Wednesday, you're going to run into a problem that Mr. and Mrs. Cohen, when they get married, and some rabbi is going to tell them that they have to get married on a Wednesday, they're going to turn around and say, what are you talking about? Mrs. Israel is much frommer than us. And Mrs. Israel is and her husband are much more knowledgeable than us, and they got married on a Sunday. And Sunday's a much more convenient day to get married, or on a Monday, or on a Tuesday, or on a Thursday, or on a Friday. And therefore you're going to have confusion. Therefore, even though the reasoning of the takona is takona not relevant to Mrs. Israel, but in order we shouldn't end up with a mess of people making a mistake, even though the takona is only really relevant to Mrs. Cohen or Mrs. Minor, but on came the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon said, we'll extend the takana to everybody in order that we shouldn't have confusion. That's Tosfos. B'shem Rabbeinu Tam. Quoting Rabbeinu Tam. There is another Gemara. There is a Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph says the following. The Gemara says that Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchok said the following fact. The din in the Mishnah that a psula has to get married on a Wednesday is only after Ezra made takona that Beis Din sits only on Monday and Thursday. However, prior to the takona of Ezra, when Beis Din used to sit every single day, a woman could get married on any day of the week. Right? It's logical. It makes sense, right? Because the whole point of her getting married on Wednesday is in the middle of the next day she should be able to go to Bezdin. And there shouldn't be an interim period where she will calm down him down. So if Bezdin is sitting every day, then a woman can get married every day. Says the Gemara, why on earth is Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak telling us this fact? If Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak was a history teacher, then we can understand, says the Gemara, that Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak is telling us sociological studies in pre-Ezra times. But Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak wasn't a historian. Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak was a Pesach. So he's coming to tell us a Psak Halacha. So what's the point in telling me a Psak Halacha which isn't relevant, because we are now living in a period of time which is post-Ezra, not pre-Ezra. So who cares what the Halacha was before Ezra? Says the Gemara, no, you're right. Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak was never a historian. Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak is a Pesach. And he's a contemporary Pesach, says the Gemara. And he's paskining a contemporary Shaila. Why? Says the Gemara. Because if there will be a city, town, village, community somewhere, who still have the custom that Bezdin sits every single day, the halacha will be that a woman can get married on any day, in the same as it was in the pre-Ezra days. Or if for some sociological, political, economic, religious, whatever it may be reason, everybody in Klal Yisrael changes the custom, and Bate Din start sitting every single day, then again we will revert to the ancient halacha of women being able to get married every day. So Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak is not telling me history. He's telling me a practical halacha lemaisa, and the practical halacha lemaisa is that there is the possibility of there being places and times when women can get married other than on a Wednesday. How is Rabbeinu Tam going to explain this Gemara? Rabbeinu Tam established a principle. What was the principle that Rabbeinu Tam established? The principle that Rabbeinu Tam established was that you're making a takona for certain women, very specific women, Mrs. Cohen and Mrs. Minor. But you're extending the takona to cover everybody. Why are you extending the takona to cover everybody? Because of loy plug. Because otherwise you're going to have confusion. Nobody's going to know what really they should be doing. Here, on Daf Gimel, what is the Gemara saying? That there is a takona that a woman gets married on a Wednesday because Bezdin only sits on a Monday and on a Thursday. But if you have a place where Bezdin sits every day and doesn't sit only on a Monday and a Thursday, there you're allowed to get married every day of the week. Why didn't Rabbeinu Tam come along and say there as well? 1 minute. Lay plug. We don't want people to get confused. Now, it is true that one can make a distinction between the two cases. In the case of our Mishnah, we're talking about confusion that arises from the type of person. In other words, you may get confused between a Mrs. Minor and a Mrs. Cohen and a Mrs. Israel. Whereas in the case of the Gemara and Daf Gimel, your confusion is not about the person, you'll get confused between different places, or you'll get confused between time periods in history. That's true. But as Rabbi Lapin used to say, that is a chiluk, that is not a svara. That is a difference, that is a distinction, but it's not a logic. In other words, at the end of the day, to try and find the logical reason why there will be more confusion between people than there will be between places and times is a dafuk. In reality, we find a very interesting thing. In reality, it seems that some Rishonim must have had this problem. Because when the Ritva quotes Rabbeinu Tam, he doesn't quote Rabbeinu Tam in the way in which Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam that Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that the takona of the Mishnah was only for a bas, chusam ibas gimel, or for a Eishes Cohen, it was only for a Mrs. Cohen or for a Mrs. Minor, and Rabbanan, because of Lo Plug, extended it to all women. That's what Tosfos says in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. The Ritva, when he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, and there are other Rishonim as well, quote Rabbeinu Tam and quote Rabbeinu Tam differently. They quote Rabbeinu Tam as saying the Mishnah is only talking about Mrs. Cohen and Mrs. Minor, and there is no halacha, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that any other woman has to get married on a Wednesday, which would obviously solve the problem. In other words, they don't quote Rabbeinu Tam as saying bichlal the whole concept of loy plug. So how is Rabbeinu Tam, in the way in which Tosfos quotes him at least, going to differentiate between these two cases? I believe that it's possible that Rabbeinu Tam had his own understanding of the Takana in the Mishnah. Rabbeinu Tam understood that the Mishnah never said that a psula has to get married on a Wednesday. That's not the Takana, according to Rabbeinu Tam. That is the outcome of the Takana. That is the practical mitzias because of the Takana. But that wasn't the Takana. The Takana, according to Rabbeinu Tam, was that a woman has to get married on the day prior to Beis Din sitting. Therefore, nowadays where Beis Din sits on a Monday or on a Thursday, a woman gets married on a Wednesday. Theoretically, she could get married on a Sunday as well, because both of them are days before Beis Din sits. But there's a side reason which the Gemara discusses as to why she can't get married on a Sunday. But the Takana, according to Rabbeinu Tam, was not that a woman has to get married on a Wednesday. There was no Takana which said, we are now legislating that women have to get married on a Wednesday. There was a Takana which said, women have to get married on the day prior to Moshe of Beis Din. Therefore, if Beis Din is sitting every day, how are you mekayem the Takana? By getting married on any day you want. If Beis Din are only sitting on a Monday and on a Thursday, how are you mekayem the Takana? By getting married on a Sunday or on a Wednesday. Therefore, when Rabbeinu Tam says that the Takana is that you have to get married on the day prior to Beis Din sitting, the Gemara on Daf Gimel didn't present any problem for Rabbeinu Tam. Why? Because what did the Gemara say on Daf Gimel? What did Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok say? Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok said that if you have a situation like before Takanas Ezra, the Beis Din sits every day, a woman gets married every day. When that woman gets married, she's being the Kayim, the Takana. Because the Takana is a woman gets married on the day before Beis Din sits. So the whole concept of Loy Plug, according to Rabbeinu Tam, hasn't got any relevance at all in the Gemara and Daf Gimel. The Gemara and Daf Gimel is not saying that it's a separate thing and therefore you can get confused. It's all the same thing. Every Jew knows that the Takana is that a woman gets married on the day before Beis Din sits. So it's just a practical question. Find out when Beis Din sits, and then on the day beforehand you can get married. Unless there is a side reason why you can't get married on a particular day, like on a Sunday. Now, when Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok said that if you have a situation where Beis Din sits every day, you can get married every day, the Ritva raises a problem. And the Ritva says, how can Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok come along and say that you can get married every day? There is a Takana Drabonim that you can only get married on a Wednesday. And if we're now going to say that because Beis Din sits every day, abolish that Takana and make a new Takana that you can get married on every day, there are klalim, there are rules as to when you can be mevatel a previous Takana Drabonim. The second Beis Din has to be a greater Beis Din, it has to be more in minyan, it has to be more people in it, blah, 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 a whole lot of rules. And these rules don't seem to be applicable here. So how could Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok come along and say, okay, if Beis Din sits every day, we wipe out the original Takana and we now make a new Takana that a woman can get married every day? Answers the Ritva, no, we're not making a new Takana. When the Rabbanon made their Takana that a woman has to get married on a Wednesday, They said, we are making the takana only in situations where Beis Din sits on a Thursday. But in a situation where Beis Din sits every day, we will allow women to get every day. So that was all part and parcel of the original takana. If the Ritva was going with the opinion of the Rabbein Tam, then his question is a non-starter. There is no problem here. It's not a question of one takana being mevatel another takana. Hagufa is the key on the takana, because the takana was that you get married on the day before Beis Din sits. That was the takana. So there was no bittul takana when they said that you can get married every day. Elamai, from the fact that the Ritva asked the question, obviously the Ritva didn't understand the takana in the way that Rabbeinu Tam understood the takana. The Ritva understood the takana the way that everybody understood the takana pashas when we first learned the Mishnah. The Rabbanan came along and made a takana that you get married on a Wednesday. So if the Rabbanan made a takana to get married on a Wednesday, now to make a takana that you can get married any day of the week is a new takana. If you've got a problem there, if you've got to give answers. So we end up with a machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ritva. Rabbeinu Tam understood that the takana was a woman gets married on the day before Beis Din sits. The Ritva understood that the takana was that a woman gets married on a Wednesday. Two different understandings of what the takana was. Now, the Mishnah says that an almana gets married on a Thursday. The Gemara in Dachei Amud Aleph asks the question, why does an almana get married on a Thursday? The Gemara gives two reasons. Reason number one is giving the ability of the husband and wife to spend some time together, shakadu, and possibility number two, because there is a bracha in getting married on a Thursday. That is what the Gemara says there. Ask the Rishonim, all of them. The Mishnah says two halachas. One halacha in reference to a psula, and one halacha in reference to an almana. The Mishnah gives the reasoning of the takana in reference to a psula. The Mishnah doesn't give the reasoning in reference to a almana. The reasoning in reference to almana only appears in the Gemara at a later point in time on Daf Hei, but it doesn't appear in the Mishnah. Why is it that the Mishnah doesn't bring the reason for the fact that an almana has to get married on a Thursday? So along comes the Ramban and the Ritva and the Rajba and others, and they all revolve around the same principle, and they all say the following. They all say that if the Mishnah, when it brings the reasoning for a takana, is only talking about a takana which is an eternal takana, a takana which is not going to change. Psula Nisus L'Yerim Ravi is not going to change. However, the fact that an almana gets married on a Thursday, that could feasibly not be the case in every situation. Because seeing that the reason for the takana is, at least according to one opinion in the Gemara, in order to give time that the husband and wife should have some time together, if the guy is unemployed and anyway he's sitting at home, then they're going to have plenty of time together. So they wouldn't have to get married after on a Thursday, the Gemara says. In other words, in the case of almana, the Gemara brings all sorts of situations where an almana, in practical halacha lemaisa, would not have to get married on a Thursday. Therefore, that's not called a takana kavua, says the Gemara. It's not, so the Rishonim, it's not standard. It changes depending upon the situation. Whereas Basura Nisus L'Yerim Ravi doesn't change according to the situation. What do you mean the Psula Nisus L'Yerim Ravi doesn't change according to the situation? The Gemara in Daf Gimel says it does change according to the situation. It changes as to whether Beis Din sits only on a Monday or a Thursday, or whether Beis Din sits every day. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you've got no problem. Why? Because Rabbeinu Tam taka held that the takana never changed, because the takana was that you have to get married on the day before Beis Din sits. So it never changed whether Beis Din sat on a Monday and Thursday or Beis Din sat every day. But according to the Ritva, who was of the understanding that pshat in the takana is not that you get married on the day before Beis Din sits, but the takana was that you get married on a Wednesday, if they allowed you to get married every hour of the day, you'd change the kind of change. Is it the kind of change? Therefore, the Ritva, the Shittosei, had a very good kasha, which, and the Gemara in Daf Gimel would present a problem. Rashi, on our Mishnah, says, V'lakach tiknu shetinosi brevi mishum she'im hoya leitanis besunim hoya mashkim lebezdin. From the simple translation of the words in Rashi, it appears from Rashi, the Rashi understood like the Ritva, that the takona of getting married on a Wednesday was not the way Rabbeinu Tam learned, that you have to get married on the day before Beis Din sits, but the takona was get married on a Wednesday. Therefore, according to Rashi, we are going to be stuck with a problem. Why doesn't the Mishnah mention the reasoning for an almana getting remarried on a Thursday? And you can't answer the answer which all the Rishonim give to distinguish between Psula and almana, that one is a Takana Kavua and one is not a Takana Kavua, because as we said, you see from Shmuel Bar Yitzchak later on, that the takana of psula also changes. But you can't use the Rabbeinu Tam to answer and to say that Rashi holds the takana was that you get married on the day before Beis Din, because Rashi seems to be saying that the takana was that you get married on a Wednesday. Now, close 40 years ago, I think it's 40 years exactly, when I learned Ksuvus the first time round, I heard a blatche from a B'lei Gurwitz. And a B'lei Gurwitz, a friend of Racha, and he's been printed since then, said at the time that he was Madaik from the Lashon in Rashi, and there are a lot of people who make this deal, that I heard it for the first time from him. He was Madaik in Rashi, that Rashi says, P'sula nisis liyom revi, Takonas Chachomim Hi Shetinosi Brevi. So he said that Takonas Chachomim Hi is the singular. Rashi says Takonas Chachomim Hi, referring back to Besud Nisit L'Yom Revi. If Rashi was of the opinion that both Psula and Almona are Takonas, then Rashi should have said Besud Nisit L'Yom Revi V'Almona L'Yom Chamishi Takonas Chachomim Heim. From the fact that he says Takonas Chachomim here, and it's referring only to Psula, Rashi, he said, is trying to tell us that Dafka, the din of Psula, is a Takonas Chachomim. At the time in Shir, there was a tumul, and somebody showed him a Shita Mukubetes, where the Shita Mukubetes here on the spot says Mufurish that Almana is not a Takonas Chachomim, but Almana getting married on a Thursday is only a minute. So Bacha showed him in Shir the Shashitim Mekubetzes, and he said, yeah, and I have another Raya, and he brought the Rambam, where the Rambam says, Mefurash, Legabe Psula, that it's a Takona, and Legabe Almona, it's only a Minhag. And then somebody else in Shir showed him a Tor, where the Tor says, both Legabe Almona and Legabe Psula, that both of them are Takonas. To which Ray Gurwitz, in his own amicable manner, took his glasses off, smiled very sweetly, and said, very good, on me do a Rashi, v'shitas a Rambam. We've got a Rashi which goes together with the Rambam, that argues with the Torah, and that maintains there is a distinction between Psula and between Almona, that Psula is a Takona, and Almona is only a Minhag. To which yours sincerely, who was a young kid at the time, asked him in trepidation, where did Rashi and the Rambam get it from? The Mishnah says, Psula nisis liyom revi v'almona yom chamishi. So the Mishnah says two halachas, that Psula gets married on a Wednesday and Almona gets married on a Thursday. So you're coming along and you're being a dyke from Rashi, The Rashi makes a chilik between a psula that's a takana, and one that's not a takana. And the Rambam also says mefurish that one is a takana, one's not a takana. So you're sincere. He said, very nice, but where did they get it from? In other words, there must be, because the Torah argues, so, and the Torah makes sense because it's one Mishnah, it's all one thing, one flow. So he said, Zuch. Go look. You want me to tell you where they got it from? You go look. Where did they get it from? You know, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says it takes 40 years to understand what your Rebbe is talking about. I did what any 18-year-old Yeshiva Bacher does. I walked out of the room and went, okay, if he doesn't know, I certainly don't know. So I'll tell you what I think he meant. What I think he meant was the following. The Gemara says later on Daf Hei Amud Aleph, the Gemara asks the question. And the Gemara brings down two reasons why an almana has to get married on a Thursday. And the Gemara brings two reasons why an almana gets married on a Thursday. One reason is shakadu, because we want the husband and the wife to spend time together. And the other reason is bracha, right? Says the Gemara, what's the nafgamina? Who cares whether it's because of shakadu, whether it's because of bracha? What's the practical nafgamina? Says the Gemara, the practical nafgamina is very simple. The practical nafgamina would be in a situation where the logic of shakadu didn't apply. In other words, you want the husband and wife to spend time together. What about where you're in a situation where anyway they're going to spend time together because he's unemployed, because you get married on a period of time when you've got a few 3 days anyway, wherever it may be. So there, that would be the nafgamina, says the Gemara, between the two reasons. If the reason is because of spending time together, then it's not applicable here, so they can get married on another day. If the reason is because of bracha, well, because of the bracha, you get married on the Thursday. Ask Tosfos, what is the Gemara playing around with as to what the nafgamina is? The Gemara should have said a very simple answer. If it's because of bracha, it's not a chiyuv. It's a segula. It's a nice thing. You want to be blessed, get married on a Thursday. You don't want to be blessed, don't get married on a Thursday. If it's because there is an inyan that a husband and wife has to spend the first period of time, the first few days together, right? Then there is a halacha, it's a chiyuv. So Tosfos, that should have been the difference. Give Tosfos an answer. I maintain that this is where the Rambam and Rashi got it from. In other words, the Rambam and Rashi had the same kasha that Tosfos had. Why doesn't the Gemara say that the difference between shakdu and mina and bracha is the shakdu is a chiyuv and bracha is only a psalinian? Says Rashi in the Rambam, Vaistais, the Gemara couldn't say that. Why couldn't the Gemara say that? Because Shabtu is also not a Chiyuv. How come the Shabtu is not a Chiyuv? Because the whole thing is only a Minik Chachonim. It's not a Takona. If it would be a Takona, it would be Chiyuvim, but it's not a Takona, it's Minik Chachonim. Therefore, Shabtu is also, if you do it, fine. If you don't do it, you're going to have marital problems. Fine, your problem. Not our problem. We're just giving you an Eitz HaTeiva. In other words, that's where Rashi and the Rambam took it from, that it's only a Minig. When the Mishnah said that a psula gets married on a Wednesday, there are two hypothetical questions that you can ask. One hypothetical question is, why does a psula get married on a Wednesday? The other hypothetical question is, what are the halachic parameters of a woman getting married on a Wednesday? What is the gedah of psula nisus yom revi? When the Mishnah says, shepamayim b'shabbos, etc., 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 that could be the answer to why a psula gets married on a Wednesday. Or that could alternatively be setting out the parameters of the takona. Rashi understood that the takona in the Mishnah was that a woman gets married on Wednesday. Therefore, when the Mishnah continues and says, Pamayim b'Shabbos, etc., 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 it's giving us the reason why a woman gets married on a Wednesday. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not giving us the reason. It's setting out the parameters. The reason why a woman, the parameters of the sort of getting married on the Wednesday is that we want the woman to get married on a day where it's possible for her the following day to come to Beis Din. In other words, the gedder of the takana is get married on the day before Beis Din sits. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Mishnah is continuing with the Hagdorah. According to Rashi, the Mishnah is continuing with the Tam. But the Tam is only a Tam in reference to Psula. Now, what is the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Why is this Mishnah here? Lichura, according to Rashi and the Rambam, I would think, again, I'm just simple, superficial Balabatish guide. A Mishnah doesn't come to tell you Minhagim, does it? A Mishnah comes to tell you Halachas. In fact, I saw that the Rishonim are already Ma'ira. The fact that the Mishnah says a reason altogether is a problem, because usually reasons are found in Gemara, they're not found in Mishnais. In other words, a Mishnah comes to tell you a halacha. Yeah? The fact that if you're going to get married on a Thursday, it's going to be a meir dikabrocha, that's for Rebbes. It's very nice, but it's not the shafter the Mishnais. So what's the halacha that the Mishnah's come to tell me? If psula is takona and almana is minig, so the Mishnah is coming to tell me the halacha of psula, which is halacha. So why does the Mishnah Bichlal bother to bring in almana? The answer is very simple. The answer is that once we've learnt a halacha which tells us that a psula gets married on a Wednesday because of a takonas chachomim, so obviously that halacha is telling us that almana has a different din, because the halacha is a psula gets married on a Wednesday. And even though the din of an almana is not a takona, but it's only a minag, along comes the Mishnah and tells me the timing when an almana gets married in order to emphasize the distinction between a psula and a almana. However, psula is a takona, and almana is only a minag. Therefore, along comes the Mishnah, according to Rashi, and the Mishnah gives me the reasoning why a psula gets married on a Wednesday, to be madgish, to emphasize the fact that by psula, it's a takona, whereas by almana, it's not a takona. So if you want to know what the reason is, Beseder, go to the Gemara, go to other places, go to your Talmud and Hagim, whatever it is, and you'll find out the reason why an almana gets married on a Thursday. So in other words, the whole Chiddush din of the Mishnah is the psula nisus liyomer avi, and the chiddush din is the psula is a takana according to Rashi, and almana is not a takana. Therefore, says Rashi, look at the first Rashi, psula nisus liyomer avi. A psula gets married liyomer avi. Takonas chachomim he shetinosei b'rivi b'shabbos. It's a takonas chachomim, and that's the whole point of what the Mishnah is coming to tell us. Almana is simply to be a contradistinction to psula, and almana is only minhag, and it's not takana. And how does the Mishnah say this? How does the Mishnah tell us that psula is a takona and almona is only a minig? Kidam mafarish taimo. Because the tam of takona, the Mishnah says mafurish. And the reason why the Mishnah says mafurish, the tam of takona, is in order to emphasize the point that it's takona and it's not just tam, an idiom, just tam a minig. Therefore, according to Rashi, Rashi has no problem as to the kasha of the Rishonim, why doesn't the Mishnah bring the reasoning that the Gemara says later on for almana? Because Rashi says, Hagufa, that's what the Mishnah is trying to tell me. That it's that only psula is a takona, whereas almana is takanishkan takona. Almana is only a bracha. And enochanama, according to the Torah, that almana is also a takona, yitaka have a good kasha. In which case you could extrapolate further, and you could go on and say, then taka do these Rishonim who see this as being a kasha, hold like the Torah, and hold taka that Amona is also takona. That's for another occasion.